guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I'm so grateful to have you guys here. I hope that your all's week has been nothing but smooth, nothing but lovely. And hopefully y'all just are sitting back and enjoying your Sunday today. So thank you all again for tuning in. And without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. So I'm super excited to get into it today. I was thinking about what I wanted us to touch on and talk about, and a common theme that kept reappearing this week was comparison, especially with my girls that I've been training and mentoring in volleyball. Just with like tryout season coming up and everything, there's lots that can be felt and that they have to deal with right now. And whenever I was talking to them like about that this week, I was realizing that a lot of that actually transfers over into the real world, quote unquote, and where we are now. I don't think that comparison ever ends. Like, I don't think that you wake up one day and you're like, hey, let me stop comparing myself to people. Like, that's just not how it works. That's not how, like, it's not that easy of a fix. I truly think that no matter what stage of life in, no matter how old you are, how rich you are, whatever it is, you are still gonna compare yourself in some way, shape, or form. Like, that thought at least is always going to come. It's always going to be present. And I think just really mastering how to manage comparison. So that's what I wanted to get into today. And I wrote down like three questions that really just kept coming up. And the first one was, why do I feel like I'm falling behind or not good enough whenever I'm actually okay? That one is a loaded question, I think, first and foremost. But just to kind of break it down, why do I feel like I'm falling behind or not good enough? The feeling of falling behind. We have already talked about that before and kind of touched on it. I think whenever you do start to genuinely feel like you are behind, for me, the biggest thing that that is telling me is that, again, we are comparing, right? That we are comparing someone else's lives and we are seeing what they are accomplishing or where they're at in life, whether or not they just moved and bought a house, or if they moved in with their partner, or if they are traveling the world, or just got a bonus, or just got a raise, or like there can literally be so many possibilities and things that can make you feel like you are behind purely because you are comparing yourself, purely because you are comparing the state at which you are in, de-minimizing it to put them more on like a pedestal. And that's kind of what I wanted to get into today, because I truly feel and believe that the feeling of falling behind or the feeling that you're not good enough, it's not because those things are true. It is literally because you are letting outside things, outside people, outside factors dictate your worth. And that's not on them, that's on you. As hard as that may be, it is not up to someone else to make you feel better. It is not up to someone else to make you feel confident, to make you feel like what you are doing is worthy and is important. You know, I promise you, you can chase and try to get that feeling out of so many things and people, but I promise you the end result is always going to be empty. It's always going to bring you back to that feeling like you aren't good enough, and that you are behind, and that you aren't doing enough, and that what you do and that what you are doing really is invaluable. Whenever that's not the case at all, but just because you are placing someone else's life and what someone else is doing at a higher value than yourself and what you're doing, that's where that feeling comes in. So I kind of just wanted to break that down, you know, kind of figure out how we get to the true belief that someone else's life or what they're doing is better than us, or that they're doing better than us. Growing up, like, I would feel myself comparing literally every single factor of my life, whether or not it was how much money my parents had, or how I looked, or how I dressed, or the purse that I was wearing, just the shoes that I was wearing to school. You know, like, there was just so many things and little small details that I would find myself comparing. And whenever you get that nitpicky about yourself and all of the wrong things, like, you are literally doing nothing but shooting down your confidence. If you continue to tell yourself that you don't have enough money, that you you aren't rich enough to do that, that you don't look good enough to do that, that you don't sound right. You know, like if you continue to tell yourself and give yourself excuses for why things aren't working out or for why things aren't for you, things are never going to work for you. I promise you that. We have to stop making excuses for things not working out. We have to stop making excuses for not feeling confident or for not feeling like we are good enough, because I promise you, all that that is doing, you aren't helping yourself by any means, right? You are not helping yourself. All that you are doing is honestly just, one, putting yourself into a box that is more or less telling yourself that you're never going to go anywhere. Two, you're honestly no better than everyone else in this world that is going to tell you that you do not have what it takes, that you are not pretty enough, that you are not skinny enough, that you don't have the money for it, that you don't have the resources for it, that you aren't smart enough. And my question is, why would you want to become part of the reason that was already making you feel like shit? You know, and I think it is easy, especially to yourself, to be your own worst enemy. You know, like that's something that honestly becomes reoccurring with myself, is I will literally self-sabotage. I will talk so down on myself about what I'm doing. And it will get to a point where I will tear myself down without needing anyone else to do it. And like saying that out loud, it is genuinely crazy to me, because I know that I am not the only one. It's just crazy to me that we can be so hard on ourselves, that we can talk so poorly about ourselves, about what we have, that it truly makes you feel like you are not worth it, that you are not good enough, that you are not deserving to accomplish and succeed and have every single thing that you can imagine having in this lifetime. And kind of like going even further into that, like then that brings me to the question of like, why would we sell ourselves short? Because that's truly all that that is doing. Whenever we start to criticize ourselves, we aren't really giving ourselves feedback, right? We aren't taking things that we can gain and learn and actually working to apply them. Instead, we are just criticizing and nitpicking and just talking in a way that's not constructive. It is literally just putting yourself down. And there is such a difference. Whenever we genuinely do start to go down the train of thoughts of criticizing ourselves and telling ourselves that we don't have what it takes, that we aren't worthy, that we will never get there, that we are not one of those people that is successful. Again, there's no one else at that point standing in your way besides your mind, besides yourself. And I think if we can truly just learn to have such a strong foundation of our self-worth and of our confidence, the failures, the hardships, the obstacles, that's not going to break you. It might shake you, but it won't break you. And I want all of us to feel that strength and to feel that power in ourselves, to be like, look, like, yes, my purse may not be as great as yours. My shoes may not be $500. I may talk a little bit weird and not sound the way that you want. I may not have all of the resources, but by hell, I'm gonna fucking make it happen, you know? And that's kind of just where I think your character really stands out. And I promise you, if you truly lock down on your character and your energy and just what you're pouring in and giving out to the world, you are going to get something back. It's not about, which I always say, it is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. But looking at people's lives, and I think it's hard too, whenever you do start to visualize and really think about the life that you want to create, you start to look at other people who already have that life. Right? Because again, we have to learn, we have to be able to be open and seeing people who have already done it and learning from them. But that can be hard, because whenever we are watching people live the life that we want, it is so hard to compare and not diminish where we are at right now. But just because you are not where you are at right now does not mean that you are not going to get there. As hard as that is to believe, I always like to kind of look at it in like the bigger picture, right? Like the person who is living the life, quote unquote, that you want, right? That they have the job, they have the title, they have the finances, they have the partner, whatever it is that you want that they have, they at one point were in your shoes. Yes, it probably looked a little bit differently, but at one point, they did not have that life, right? They did not have that relationship, the wealth, the title, like whatever it is, they at one point did not have that. Which that should give you so much confidence, and that right there should tell yourself that you can achieve it, that you can obtain it. I think whenever you go and watch someone else live the life that you want, quote unquote, it is so hard to not ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? Why do they have it and not me? What did I not do right? You know, like you just start to really question every single thing about yourself. And that is whenever, again, you start to place them on this high pedestal, right? When, yes, they have things that you can learn from. Amazing. But just because they have done things that you have not does not mean that they are better. It is like that literally just means that they have the experience. But experience does not make you better. It can make you more wise. It can make you have a bigger and stronger foundation for what you're going off of. But experience does not make you better. Your character does. Someone can have 10 years of experience beneath their belt, but who they are and how they're feeling may still feel like shit, right? And I think just that's where too, I think genuinely asking yourself, how do you want to get there? Right? Do you want to get there by cutting corners and just getting by? Or do you want to get there by truly understanding what you're doing, by truly pouring in and going the extra mile with what you're doing? That is where I think too, you are going to see that you're going to start to do things with purpose. You aren't just going to do things because you want to just check that off your to-do list or check it off of your bucket list. You are genuinely doing it because it gives you purpose, because it gives you life, because it gives you intent behind what you're doing, right? And I think that whenever we start to move in that way, you're going to slowly start to just want to learn but not compare. You are going to want to seek out opportunities without fear of failing, right? Because you know that no matter what experience, no matter what life comes your way, you are going to learn from it. And I think that if we can just slowly start to look into and look at people that we either admire or that are our role models or are living the life that we want, rather than holding them on this pedestal and making it seem like you two are in completely different time zones and two completely different lanes, realize that the road might be different, the road might look different, but it doesn't change the outcome, right? They have nothing to do with the outcome of your success. And just because they have done it does not mean that you can't also. That's also where I think comparison can really play a crucial role into us accomplishing our dreams. Is it's so easy to look at someone who has already accomplished the thing that you want and tell yourself that you can't do that anymore. That because they have already done that, that it almost takes away the value of you doing it now. And that's where I just really, really want us to believe and tell ourselves that just because someone else has done it does not mean that you can't do it too. Yes, that means that you might have to figure out ways to make yourself stand out. You know, I think that that is a legitimate question, is what makes you different? You know, why would someone want to follow you? You know, why would someone want to believe in you and see your potential and all these things? But that's where, guys, we can't expect someone to see our potential if we do not see it in ourselves. We cannot expect someone to see that we are worthy, to see that we are deserving, if we do not see that ourselves. It all starts with you. It starts with us. It starts with us believing in ourselves, believing that we can do this, believing that this is actually meant for us, believing that this lifestyle is not just for them, but that it's for us too, that we can obtain it, that we can make it happen. And then I think too, comparison can honestly bring you so much frustration within yourself, within other people. Because the second that we compare, it's almost like you're trying to compete against the other person. And that's where I think comparison within your friends, your family, your coworkers, your role models, whoever it may be, it can truly take away not only the value and worth of yourself, but also a bit of a person too. Because if you continue to compare yourself to them, you are slowly going to resent them. You are not going to be as happy about what they are accomplishing and succeeding. And guys, like, trying to take away someone else's success is not going to make you successful. Wishing someone the worst, wishing someone does not succeed, wishing someone fails is not going to better your chances. Literally at all. Comparison can truly bring out the worst parts of you and the worst side of you, because it's taking you away from who you truly are. You know, it's getting you outside of that energy of abundance and trust and love and gratitude, and it's really putting yourself in a place of resentment and frustration and just all of these negative feelings and negative frequencies. And like, I don't know, I think that whenever we truly compare ourselves and we start to question why they have it and you don't, we not only are taking away the value of what they're doing, we not only are focusing on the wrong things of ourselves and how we can make ourselves better, we are also now slowly what once was our friend, what once was our family member, what once was our coworker, what once was our role model, now they really aren't that. Now they are turning into your competition. And that's where those relationships can turn into such toxic relationships, because instead of rooting for them, you're rooting against them. Instead of wishing them the best, you are wishing them the worst secretly, right? You are just hoping that they will fail. You are just hoping that something goes wrong for them to where then that can give you the chance to be successful, right? And that's just not how it works. That's not how life works. Just because someone else is succeeding, guys, again, does not mean that you will not get there. Yes, it may mean that you may have to do something a little bit different, or you may have to be more creative in how you are getting your brand out there and how you are getting your voice out there, but it does not mean that you will not get there. And I think if we truly allow someone else's success, what someone else is doing, what someone else is wearing, how someone else looks or sound dictates us going after our goals or dictate how we are going to live our life, I literally just have to laugh thinking about it, because we are truly taking away so much from ourselves. It's honestly crazy. Like, and I want us to realize too, is the second that we start to do that, we are not going to be able to learn from them. Like, that takes the entire learning experience and process away. And I promise you guys, it is going to make the process to reach that success, to reach whatever it is that you're chasing, so much longer, because we are missing all of those little gifts that the universe brought us. We are completely missing them because we are not open to them, right? We are not open to learn. We are not open to realizing and seeing that what the other person is doing is great, and really realizing too that their success can also be your success. And I think especially in relationships, whether or not that's with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your partnerships, whatever it is, truly believing that their success is your success, that is going to make not only their lives better, it is going to make your life so much better too. Because the frequency, the energy, the mindset that you are going to be in is going to be a constant realm of abundance, right? Because if you are around successful people, I promise you guys, you are going to be successful, right? I mean, I've heard this quote literally growing up my entire life. My dad always said this to me, but you are who you run around. Like, you are going to become the people that you surround yourself with in one way, shape, or form. That is going to become your reality. So then that brings me to the question that if we are surrounding ourselves with confident people, with successful people, again, whatever success means and looks like for you, if you are surrounding yourself by confident and successful people, what makes you think that you are not going to be one of them, right? And I think that that can honestly, like, alleviate so much of that stress and that tension and that resentment that can sometimes happen between someone that you know reaching that success. Because if anything, that should just give you an even bigger boost of confidence and being like, you know what, like, I want to go after it too now. Like, I want to do this. And I think honestly, it begins to be so cool and so powerful whenever you surround yourself with people who are just equally as driven and equally just trying to lift each other up. You know, I think that the first thing, honestly, that I think of is my best friends. I mean, I can count my best friends on one hand. My circle is very tight. But when I tell you guys, we celebrate each other's success like there is no tomorrow. And I mean, it can be literally as simple as, like, I did everything off my to-do list today, or I recorded this podcast, or I got a brand deal, or I'm doing this photo shoot, you know, like, I'm just thinking of things that my friends and I have been telling each other recently that have been happening. But just like these things have been happening, right? Whether or not it's brand deals or photo shoots being booked or exciting guests coming on the show, or that you got this new bag, or that you got this new bonus, or that your partner's coming in town to see you, like, whatever it is that my friends, that your friends are telling you, that your parents are telling you, whoever it is, whenever you start to just learn to embrace those wins and to embrace each other's talents and gifts, it is going to spread. It is literally going to be contagious. Like, I promise you guys, my friends and I, we are constantly motivating each other and influencing each other and pushing each other, just because the second that one of us is going for something, that just makes us all want to go 10 times harder, right? For that person, for ourselves. Just because, I mean, like, how badass is it to think about the fact that you could surround yourself with all confident, badass, powerful, successful people, right? But again, to do that, to have that, to be able to have that support system, to be able to genuinely look at people who are living the life that you want or who are getting the things that you have always thought about, you have to be able to put your ego aside and be happy for them. You have to be able to put everything else aside and be like, you fucking deserve this. But not just say it, believe it too. And I think in order to truly believe that, it comes with a sense of self-worth, truly believing and knowing that their success, that the opportunities that they gain, that they are starting to get and handle and see that success, it's not going to take away anything about your life. It is not going to make you lose any opportunity. It is not going to make you uglier or, you know, it's just, I think that we can allow other people's life to hold such power on our own. And that's where, guys, like, really, just to be blunt, like, it's your fucking life. If you fucking want something to happen, fucking make it happen. At that point, like, if you truly want something bad enough, you are going to be so tunnel vision that you are not going to stop, that someone next to you could literally win the fucking lottery and you are going to be like, congratulations, I'm so happy for you. I'm on a fucking mission. And I think whenever you start to get in that zone, it really, I don't know, to me it honestly helps just stay focused and also just not take things as personal. I think it can be so easy for us to be quick to take things personally, you know, or to put things on ourselves, and whenever it's just really, that's just not the case, right? I think always, always, always try to keep it simple. If you have a goal, break down that goal, right? What is it going to take from you to get there? And once you break down the steps, and once you have your one or two action items that you can start to do slowly to achieve that goal, at that point, guys, your only focus is to work on those small little subsequent goals, right? Your focus should not be what they're doing. Your focus should not be what brand deal she's getting this week, where she's traveling to, what her and her partner are doing, what they're doing. Like, your focus should not be about anyone fucking else except for yourself. And again, not in a selfish way, but in a confident, powerful way of being like, this is my life. I know exactly what I'm capable of. I know that I deserve it, and I'm gonna go after it. So either support me or step aside and watch me do it. And it's truly like, oh, it just gets me riled up just thinking about it, because that is whenever you are truly like tapping into the frequency and tapping into the energy, and you are gonna see the people who are also meant for you too, right? The people who are gonna compare you or start to judge you for going after your dreams and goals, that's not for us, right? And I think that too, that's something that can also play a factor, is that we can be afraid of people judging us for going after what we genuinely want to, you know? And we can kind of compare in that way, as far as we are so worried about what other people think that it takes away us actually going after what we want. And I just hope that we can genuinely all start to live a life that is free from judgment, because I promise you, the judgment is always going to be there, right? It is just a matter of fact of if we are genuinely going to listen to it or not. I think that it's kind of similar to being able to pick and choose what thoughts that you believe, like, about yourself. You know, we do not have to listen to every single thought that comes to our mind. We don't have to fall down that rabbit hole sometimes that our mind wants us to. Same exact thing as these external factors, right? We do not have to listen to every single thing that someone says to us. We do not have to listen to everything that the world is telling us to do, that people are telling us to do, right? Yes, we can listen and we can think about it, but we don't have to do everything like that, right, guys? And that's where I just want you guys to slowly start to feel that power of your own life, that control of your own life, of your own mind, to genuinely know that you, one, do not have to do anything that anyone else tells you to. You do not have to listen to people's criticism. You do not have to listen and take people's judgment. And truly, 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 just trying to tell yourself that no matter what someone says, it does not take away what you are doing. It does not take away the value of yourself, the value of what you're doing, the value of your goals, none of that, right? Only you have the power to let them dictate your worth. And that's just what I really, really, really wanted us to gain from this, is that whenever we compare ourselves, whether or not we truly start to question if we are good enough, we cannot blame anyone else but ourselves. And I think it is, again, it is so easy to blame everyone else for why you feel the way that you do, or for why you look the way that you do, or for why you aren't where you want to be. But truly, guys, which yes, it does take a village, but you cannot feel the way that you want to. You cannot achieve the things that you want to unless you truly believe that you are good enough to get them. And by feeling and truly believing that you are good enough to have anything that you want, you have to learn to not compare. And comparison truly is the thief of joy. But kind of going even deeper into that, I truly think that comparison, it's the thief of joy, but I think comparison is truly the thief of confidence. I think comparison is the thief of happiness, of confidence, and of your self-worth. The second that we compare, it strips us away from everything that we believed was true regarding ourselves, right? It takes away the belief that our eyes were pretty, or that our bushy eyebrows weren't that bad, or that that outfit was cute, or that this new hairstyle looks good, or that going after this goal or starting to post on Instagram or starting to post on TikTok, like, isn't cringy, you know? Like, it's gonna make those things that you've been telling yourself are fine and truly trying to convince yourself that your posts are good, that that it's okay if your TikToks are kind of cringy every once in a while, or that whatever it is, you slowly start to tell yourself that your outfit actually looks good, or that your TikTok posts are starting to become something, or just like those little small things, you slowly start to gain that boost of confidence, right? The more consistent that you do it, the more consistent that you are showing up for yourself, and the more that you are experiencing, you start to gain, right? You start to gain confidence, exposure, and you're starting to feel good. So it's like we're starting to build, and then we start to compare. And it takes away everything. It can truly take away so much of that confidence that you were building. So I just want to challenge ourselves going forward to truly look at people's lives, whether or not it's your friend, family member, coworker, your role model, to look at their life and see what they're doing. So I think, yes, you can learn from them, right? I think it's honestly good to take some things and be able to apply them to your life, but do not give anyone else the power to dictate your worth. Do not let anyone else have the power to tell you that you are not good enough, that you do not have the resources, that you do not have the looks, that you do not have the body, that you do not have the voice to go after it. Fuck that. Excuse my French, but I do not play around about that, okay? You are the only person who dictates your worth. You are the only person who dictates how confident you are. You are the only person who dictates what you are capable of. The only person, okay? So I want you to genuinely sit with that and believe it, because the more confident that you can be, the more that you believe that you deserve, you are going to get, okay? So just really, really take control of your confidence. Take control of your life and do not let anyone else stand in your way. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I hope you all have a lovely week. Be confident, be strong, and show your power to everyone out there, okay? Make sure to like and subscribe, and tune in next Sunday on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you, guys.